Day 5, for when you're overwhelmed. The poor. For a full description of what the poor section is, check out day 1's post of this series. We're going to pour out all the random thoughts that just won't stop. All the stuff floating around in your head at this moment, pour it out at God's feet. This could include everything from the grocery list to those deep needs and prayers in your heart. Simply say, "Dear God, this has been on my mind and heart. Please take it." Now with a clear mind, finish the prayer. And now, help me to hear your message from my heart today. Amen. The beans, or the background. A shepherd cared for his sheep, much like parents care for their children. They would put themselves in harm's way in order to protect their sheep. They cared deeply for these sheep, who were by nature not exactly smart. Sheep could get themselves into bad situations pretty easily, and the shepherd would always lovingly guide them home. This is why David, a former shepherd himself, uses a shepherd's care of sheep to describe how God protects us, his sheep, in the psalm that we're looking at today. The verse. I'm going to read today's verse twice, and you'll be prompted to answer two questions. Please feel free to pause the audio for more time to ponder if you need to. As I read the verse first, ask yourself, what word or phrase from this verse pops out at you? Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. What could that word or phrase be speaking to in your life? What situation, struggle, relationship, or decision? Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. The steam. What does this mean to me and how can I apply it to my life today? I was 2, maybe 3 years into my time as youth director at our church. I had hit a point, several by then, but had finally hit the point of complete overwhelm and burnout. I won't bore you with all the details. Just know I was overwhelmed. So overwhelmed, in fact, I went and broke down to our pastor. And just know, admitting I need help is something I do not do easily, so the fact that I asked for help is telling. Anyways, our pastor walked me through the church and shared how he had been using Psalm 23 to calm his mind and heart. He said that he and his wife Sally, who was battling ovarian cancer at the time, would read this psalm to each other every night to find comfort and peace. Something about what he said or the psalm itself really struck me. So I went back to my office, closed my eyes and the door, and tried to envision myself sitting near a pond on a beautiful spring day as Jesus just came and sat beside me. This meditation or visualization, I'm not really sure what you should call it, but it helps me to feel connected to God when I get overwhelmed. The psalm says, "He is my shepherd," which emphasizes his care and concern for us. It highlights the truth that he knows what's best for us when we don't, or better yet, as wandering sheep, when we think we know what's best for ourselves. And we become overwhelmed, wandering around aimlessly, frantically even, and that's when we need to remember just how much he loves us. He is our protector, who wants to take our burdens and give us peace and rest in return. Because you need to hear this loud and clear. You are his. He loves and adores you. And just like any good parent, it hurts him to see you hurting. He wants to comfort those dark places in your mind and heart and give you rest in return. So it might sound crazy, but I want you to try a little version of meditation right now. I want you to begin by closing your eyes, if you can, and taking 5 deep breaths. Focus on the sound of each breath, on the rise and fall of your chest. Focus on your body's position and how it feels as you clear your mind and slow your heart rate. Now picture your most ideal day. It's your favorite temperature outside, with the weather the exact way you like it, as you sit in your favorite place. Notice the details of the scene around you. Are there trees? Is there a pond, ocean, or stream? Are there clouds in the sky? Or is it a beautiful blue? Look down at your feet. Is there sand, grass, or gravel beneath you? Take some time to just breathe in this space. Now, I want you to visualize Jesus walking up to you. He doesn't say anything, but just sits down beside you with a warm smile on his face. Neither of you need to fill the space with any words, but simply just be present with one another. Pause to stay here as long as you'd like or need to. Regardless of whether this type of meditation is something that really resonates with you or not, what we gain from today's psalm is the knowledge that God can and will show up to give you rest and refresh your soul. Try different ways of being with God that work for you, and be sure to do them on those days where you're especially overwhelmed. To help us transition from quiet time back into real life, taking both what we've learned and the peace we just received throughout the rest of our day, we're going to list our small blessings from the past 24 hours and an affirmation about yourself, life, or day. Here we go. My blessings. List small blessings from the past 24 hours. Notice the small things. Really open your eyes to just how blessed you are and to the fact that God is always with you. List the little things like my coffee was good, my husband gave me a hug, or my child got a good report from school. Pause the audio to list out your blessings now. My affirmations. List positive affirmations about yourself and life. Here I want you to list things such as I will be joyful, I will be happy or present, I am worth it, I am in control of whatever situation, or if you've got big goals, list those with determination. I will run today to train for that 5K. I will finish the project. List those out now and go on with your day affirmed and determined.